Matthew Quinto stands on an animal skin blanket held taut off the ground by a ring of people. They start to pull the blanket in and out slowly, and Quinto gets ready to leap. He jumps frighteningly high in the air, does a backflip, and lands back on the blanket.
Originally, it was used as a way of lookout in villages over Arctic tundra.
The backflip is just a bonus. The blanket toss is the first event at the traditional games. Quinto, who coaches for the traditional games and Native Youth Olympics, says he only gets to do it a couple of times a year.
But it's just something we do for fun. We can't really practice it because it requires a whole community just to pull the blanket.
Donna Walk, Ezra Elisoff, is the announcer for the games. He's an athlete himself. He says each event requires many different skills.
There's agility, there's explosive strength, there's flexibility, there's just a lot of different things. And all the games are different in their own unique way, of course.
But his favorite is the Alaskan high kick. For that event, athletes get into position on the ground with one arm supporting them, grab one foot, and then launch the other up to try and reach a ball suspended in the air. If they touch it, officials raise it a bit higher and higher until the athlete misses.
That one's about your technique and how much you can perfect it rather than pure strength and flexibility and whatnot. So you can now kick a lot of people once you start going what we call vertical, which is like a one-handed handstand.
Lucas Silva is officiating some of the events. He says it's been exciting to see young people push themselves to beat their own records.
I've heard a lot of wow, I can't believe I did that. I'm so proud of myself.
This year, athletes broke 13 records in different categories. About 260 athletes from 31 schools participated this year, 200 more than the first traditional games in 2018. About 12 of them are from Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. They won 7 high school events. Tessa Anderson won the overall athlete title for high school girls. Her favorite event is the scissor broad jump, jumping as far as she can in 4 steps, as if leaping from ice floe to ice floe.
I just like the feeling of the pattern of the jumping. I don't know how to explain it, but.
She won the high school girls scissor broad jump category. Anderson's teammate, Lenny Brandel, says that the camaraderie and support from the other athletes is part of what makes traditional games so special.
It's just like a nice environment. Everyone comes together, we're all nice. No one's ever talking trash to you. It's just always a upbringing.
And you can hear the support in the gym. Like when an athlete is gearing up for the Alaskan high kick at a height they haven't reached before, they'll stomp their foot in a rhythm to get the audience to clap for them. Sometimes they miss. And sometimes they reach it. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.